This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. A man is filing suit in federal court to overturn being exiled from an interior Alaska village of about 240 people. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports William Walsh, age 61, was exiled by the Tanana tribal government after two Alaska State Troopers were killed on May 1st. The longtime Tanana resident is the leader of a small group that rejects the authority of the Alaska State government. He had clashed with the tribal government as well and squatted on private and tribal lands claiming ownership. The tribal council said Walsh had been promoting violence toward law enforcement and had brainwashed Nathaniel Kangas, age 20, who allegedly shot the two state troopers. Alaska's congressional delegation is pushing for a quick resolution to the nation's seafood standoff with Russia. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich and Representative Don Young sent a letter to President Barack Obama yesterday asking him to pick up the pace of negotiations so Russia will drop its import ban on American fish. If diplomats cannot make that happen, the Alaska delegation wants to see a stricter ban on Russian seafood entering the United States. 10 seafood companies had been lobbying for just such a retaliatory ban last week. In theory, about $328 million worth of fish is on the line. That's what Russia's exports to the United States were worth in 2013, and that's almost four times the amount of seafood U.S. fishermen sent to Russia that year. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADEA, is continuing to reach out to northern interior communities near the proposed route of an industrial road to a mining district in Ambler. But some communities along the route have voiced opposition, and now one has declared its land off limits. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports meetings were held last week in Bettles, Evansville, Allakaket, Alatna, Hughes, and Huslia. Karsten Rodvik is ADEA's head of external affairs.
Well, with the inclusion of the meetings that we are holding in the Koyukuk River area communities this week, I believe we've held roughly 35 community meetings. So we've got a very active public process going on here.
Rodvik says the meetings are part of the state's efforts to get input on the 200-mile road before starting work on the Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS. ADEA has had to delay filing for permits to begin EIS work for several months, but Rodvik says it won't be long now.
Right now, we are securing the services of a third-party contractor, and we expect to have the permit application prepared and filed with the appropriate federal agency this fall.
That plan looks more complicated since a declaration last month by Evansville Incorporated, a for-profit Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act corporation that owns a stretch of land along the road's proposed route. The signed resolution says the board of directors is, quote, opposing construction of any portion of the proposed Ambler mining road, end quote, on their land. Rodvik says ADEA hopes to address specific concerns raised by the board through continuing dialogue.
We are reaching out to Evansville, Inc. To follow up on the concerns that they noted. And we, of course, are investigating potential routes north and south of the area they noted.
But Gary Hanchett, mayor of Bettles, was at Monday's meeting. He says by reaching out to critics, ADEA is ignoring what they've already said.
That was astounding because they said that they were working with Evansville on this. And, of course, that only aggravated people.
Hanchett says that for him and others opposed to the road, the promise of jobs and mineral development are short-term and not worth the costs.
We just don't see it that way. Just the opposite. Progress for us is to stop exploiting the land.
Hanchett says while there are residents in Evansville, Bettles, and other interior communities supporting the road project, that sidesteps the formal opposition coming from tribal and corporate entities in the region. Monday's presentations were almost identical slideshows and speeches as those given in Kotzebue back in June, and Hanchett says the meetings feel increasingly repetitive.
Quite frankly, there's a number of people who feel they're wasting their time and they're really aggravated. They see it as arrogance on ADEA's part to keep pushing this thing when they know they're not wanted.
ADEA is expected to complete its filing for the federally mandated EIS process before winter. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.